And as Dorothy might have said to Toto, we're not in New Orleans anymore. We're in Kansas. In St. John, Kansas, that's 90 miles northwest of Wichita, the school board has put its foot down. We're not talking this time about dress codes or teaching evolution or a same-sex prom. The school board is putting a stop to hypnotizing the boys' high school basketball team. Coach Clint Kinneman of the St. John Tigers brought in a therapist who led the team through two hypnosis sessions, and evidently two was enough. Becky Tanner, who's a reporter for the Wichita Eagle and who's from St. John, says the coach turned to hypnosis because of the kind of season the team is having. There's a word for it.
Rebuilding.
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 That's a, that's a euphemism, a sports euphemism for it's a bad season, is what you say.
Well, and it's not a bad season. It's, you know, it's not as colorful, perhaps, as it has been in past years. Because, like, last year, I believe they placed second in the state championships, and the year before they were first in the state. So this year they're not quite there. But
And so, as I understand this, the coach brought in a therapist. Who was the hypnotist therapist here who did this?
He was a Church of Christ minister who is a licensed therapist and consults with some of the area schools.
And do we know if he tried to hypnotize the team as a group or one-on-one?
Well, he sent a letter. The boys' parents received letters. They were called letters of invitation to hypnosis, and the parents were to give their permission. And about 90% of the team, their parents signed off on it.
Now, I'm trying to think of the usefulness of hypnosis or some kind of therapy. If everyone were missing their foul shots a lot, for example, I could imagine you want to try to have some, you know, focusing on concentration. But was there a single problem like that with the team? Or?
Well, from what people are telling me, it was to help mostly just in focus and concentration.
Was anyone, any of the kids who were in there, has anyone described to you what went on or no?
I have not been able to know exactly what happened. The superintendent has asked for a transcript, and as of yesterday, he had not received that. And the therapist would not talk about it, and I was unable to get a hold of the coach. He did not return phone calls.
Why was the school board upset about this?
They felt that that was not the message that they wanted to send, that it was important for students to know that they had done things on their own capabilities.
To say that implies that somehow the therapy was implanting things inside the minds of the basketball team. I doubt that the counselor was capable of doing.
Well, and certainly the at least one of the parents that I talked with felt that it was nothing to be concerned about, that he was fully aware of what was happening, and it was nothing that raised any alarms.
Did the team play after the two sessions?
They played last night, mm-hmm. and they won.
Oh, really? So,
by 10 points with the Ransom Bobcats.
I think all of the sort of silly movies I can think of in which people are hypnotized, one would assume that the team that's being hypnotized is the one that's going to lose the game. This would be something you'd do to somebody to make them less competitive somehow. You know,
well, and indeed, the coach that I talked with, the opposing coach, was a little bit bemused by the whole thing. He was saying that if he thought it really would work, then, you know, get him a watch on a string and he'd try it.
Well, Becky Tanner, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
That's reporter Becky Tanner of the Wichita Eagle, who is herself from St. John, Kansas.